Now then, I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, and I'm going to be here for the next hour and a bit with some of the very best folk roots and acoustic music in the world. This show is all about heroes and villains, heroines and villainesses, or whatever the equivalent is. It's all about people who've led extraordinary lives and done something either heroic or dastardly. When I was putting it together, I thought at first I was going to do a show with lots of songs about Napoleon Bonaparte, Lord Nelson, General Wolfe, Wellington, and people like that. Then I thought, hang on a minute. What about ordinary people who've led the most extraordinary lives, either as villains or as heroes? I'm going to start off with a villain who rose from the common people, pretty much, Captain Kidd. He was either a dastardly pirate or a privateer, depending upon which account you read. The one I think is probably most likely to be true is that he was employed by the king. He was given money by the King of England to go out and raid the ships of other nations, and the king would, of course, get a cut of the bounty. But he did get the wrong side of the king and the wrong side of the Royal Navy. He killed a man called William Moore, though that looks as though it was more accidental than anything else. In a fit of anger, he threw a bucket at him, and the buckets in them days weren't made of polythene, but of brass and iron, and Willie Moore was killed. Not just for that, but for all the other crimes he'd done. Captain Kidd was hanged at Wapping on the gallows on the banks of the Thames, and immediately a popular street ballad appeared on the streets of London and spread throughout England, Scotland, Ireland and Wales. Here's Canadian folk rock band Great Big Sea with an absolutely cracking version of the street ballad, Captain Kidd.
My name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed, oh my name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sailed. My father taught me well to shun the gates of hell, but against him I rebelled as I sailed. He shook the Bible in my hand, but I left it in the sand, and I pulled away from land as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed, oh my name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sailed. I murdered William Moore, and I left him in his gourd, 20 leagues away from shore as I sailed. And being crueler still, the gunner I did kill, though his precious blood did spill as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed, oh my name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sailed. I was sick at night of death, and I bowed at every breath, all to walk in wisdom's path as I sailed. But my repentance lasted not, my vows I soon forgot, oh, damnation is my lot as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sailed. Through the execution dock, lay my head upon the block, no more I'll mock as I sail. So take warning here and heed to shun bad company, or you'll wind up just like me as I sail. My name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed, oh my name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sailed.
The Ballad of Captain Kidd there from the album XX, that's all it is, just two X's on the cover, by Canadian folk rock band Great Big Sea, no longer working, I believe, but they did make some fine, fine albums, including that one. Now, here's a similar song. In fact, it very often employs the same tune. It's called Sam Hall, and again, it was a Victorian street ballad. These were printed by jobbing printers, very often sold on the streets only minutes after the villain on the gallows had breathed his last breath. Very often the writers would make up the words he was supposed to have spoken at the foot of the gallows. In the case of Sam Hall, the hero of this next song, or the villain of this next song, his real name was Jack Hall. He was turned into Sam by a music hall singer later in the Victorian period, but earlier on the ballad was called Jack Hall. Jack Hall was sold as a climbing boy by his parents, sold, in other words, to be a chimney sweep who climbed up inside the chimneys of those big Victorian houses. And then he went to the bad, became a robber, a villain, and a highwayman, and in fact was a bit of a loser. But he still became the hero of a ballad of villainy. A ballad which is very popular in Ireland for some reason. I think Christy Moore used to sing this years ago, as did the Dubliners. But this particular version comes not from Ireland, but from the great Johnny Cash, because the ballad did, of course, cross the Atlantic to the USA. And here is The Man in Black with an American version of Sam Hall.
Well, my name, it is Sam Hall, Sam Hall. Yes, my name, it is Sam Hall, it is Sam Hall. My name, it is Sam Hall, and I hate you one and all, and I hate you one and all. Damn your eyes. I killed a man, they said, so they said. I killed a man, they said, so they said. I killed a man, they said, and I smashed in his head, and I left him laying dead. Damn his eyes. But a-swingin' I must go, I must go. A-swingin' I must go, I must go. A-swingin' I must go, while you critters down below yell up, Sam, I told you so. Well, damn your eyes. I saw Molly in the crowd, in the crowd. I saw Molly in the crowd, in the crowd. I saw Molly in the crowd, and I hollered right out loud, hey there, Molly, ain't you proud? Damn your eyes. Then the sheriff, he came too, he came too. Oh yeah, the sheriff, he came too, he came too. The sheriff, he come to, and he said, Sam, how are you? And I said, well, sheriff, how are you? Damn your eyes. My name is Samuel, Samuel. My name is Samuel, Samuel. My name is Samuel, and I'll see you all in hell. And I'll see you all in hell. Damn your eyes.
Oh, very much an American version of the Victorian street ballad, Sam Hall. In the English version, the sheriff, he came too with his boys all dressed in blue. And the opening lines are, my name is Sam Hall, chimney sweep, chimney sweep. But I do love what happened to that when it got to America. And of course, nobody sings it like that man there. That was Johnny Cash from the album American 4, The Man Comes Around, with a cracking version of the ballad of Sam Hall. Now, there is, of course, the Robin Hood type of villain who robs from the rich and gives to the poor. In the case of Dick Turpin, though, he robbed from the rich and kept it. Dick Turpin's real name was John Palmer. He was a London butcher, and apparently he took the name Dick Turpin and got very upset when some wanted posters appeared round the country with his name as Dick Turnip. I made that bit up. That's a lie. Now, Dick Turpin, of course, became a famous highwayman, a robber, on the King's Highway. On the 22nd of March at York Assizes, Turpin was found guilty of two charges of horse stealing and sentenced to death. Apparently he was an incredibly vain man, so he sent out for a new frock coat and shoes and hired five paid mourners to mourn his death. On the 7th of April, 1739, Turpin was paraded through York in an open cart and was taken to the gallows and there hanged. There are many versions of this next song, sometimes called Bold Turpin, Brave Turpin, or in this case, Turpin Hero. Traditional street ballad sung here beautifully by Shirley Collins. Hero there from Shirley Collins' album Sweet England. I'm going to stick with the theme of highway robbery and play a track by that wonderful Irish-American band Solus from one of their early albums, from their eponymous album, or their hippopotamus album. This is a wonderful version of the traditional song The Newry Highwayman.
I went out robbing on the King's Highway. I'd never or lately cold, early was a threat. But I rather lord than ladies fine, and I carried the goat home to me heart's delight. I carried the goat home to me heart's delight. I robbed Lord Baldwin, I do declare, and Lady Mansell of Silver Over Square. I closed me shutters and I carry the goat home to me heart's delight. I carry the goat home to me heart's delight.
Beautiful version of the traditional song, The Newry Highwayman. Lead vocals, Karen Casey, and the guitar work, I'm pretty certain, was John Doyle, that great Irish-American guitarist. The album was produced by the late Johnny Cunningham, one of the most talented folk musicians of the last 100 years. And the reason my voice is so crackly and hoarse is that I was up until daft o'clock drinking whiskey with his brother Phil Cunningham after he and Ali Bain had just torn the audience to shreds at the local hall here. So I do apologise for the state of my voice, but blame Phil. That's all I can say. Now, highwaymen in Australia, of course, were referred to as bush rangers. Very often, they were escaped convicts who'd run away, hid in the bush, learnt their bushcraft, and were able to live out there and rob people, holding up banks, holding up stagecoaches, or whatever. One of the most famous, of course, of all bush rangers is Jack Duggan, the Wild Colonial Boy. And I'm going to play you a beautiful instrumental version of the song, The Wild Colonial Boy. It comes from an album called Down by the Billabong, which is a collection of instrumental versions of Australian folk songs, and a very fine album it is too. This is John Cain with The Wild Colonial Boy, and that's going to be followed by a ballad of another bushranger, the great Ned Kelly. In this case, it's going to be Fotheringay's version, with the lead vocals, of course, of Trevor Lucas. So, in a while, the ballad of Ned Kelly, but first of all, here's John Cain with The Wild Colonial Boy.
stringy bark creek and try to make him understand. Oh, that I didn't want to kill Kennedy or cause blood to run. Well, he alone could have saved his life by throwing down.
Trevor Lucas there with his own song, The Ballad of Ned Kelly. That's from the album Fotheringay. Before that, you heard The Wild Colonial Boy, played by John Cain. Instrumental version that comes from an album chock full of great instrumentals called Down by the Billabong. Now, Robin Hood and his merry men are often thought of as a cheerful lot of chaps who went round in green tights, wearing Lincoln green doublets, and robbing the Sheriff of Nottingham and fat bishops. In actual fact, I don't believe that Robin Hood existed. I think that Robin Hood is a corruption of the name Robin of the Wood, and I think, in fact, what he is Puck, the Green Man, the spirit of the Wildwood. In fact, Robin Hood is all the people who stood up against the Normans, who'd taken their land and turned the forests into their hunting parks. All over England and certain parts of Scotland, you'll find places called things like Robin Hood's Stride, Robin Hood's Bed, Robin Hood's Picking Stones, Robin Hood's Cave, Robin Hood's Well, Robin Hood's Bay, Robin Hood's Leap. You'd have had to be all over the country to have all those places named after him. No, Robin Hood was the spirit of the Wildwood, and wherever people gathered and rose up against oppression, they did it in his name. That's my theory. But of course, Robin Hood, the spirit of the Wildwood, did in fact crystallise into a character in myth and folklore. And there are lots and lots of ballads about Robin Hood, and this is one of them. Here's Barry Dransfield with a wonderful version of Robin Hood and the Peddler.
It's of a peddler bold, a peddler bold there chanced to be. He took his pack all on his back and merrily trudged o'er the lea. By chance he met with two troublesome men there chanced to be. And one of them was bold Robin Hood, the other one was little John Seffree. Oh, peddler, peddler, what is in thy pack? Come speedily and tell to me. I've several suits of the gay green cloth and silken bowstrings two or three. If you've several suits of the gay green cloth and silken bowstrings two or three, Then by me body, says little John, one half your packet shall belong to me. Oh no, cries the peddler bold. Oh no, that ne'er could be. There's never a man in all Nottingham can take one half of my pack from me. The peddler, he's pulled off his pack, put it a little below his knee, saying, if you do move me one perch from this, my pack and all it shall go with thee. Then little John, he's drawn his sword, the peddler by his pack did stand. They fought until they both did sweat, till he cries, peddler, pray hold thy hand. And Robin Hood, who'd been standing by, well, he did laugh most heartily. I could find a man of much smaller scale that could thrash the peddler and also thee. Go try you, master, says little John, and go you try right speedily. For by me body, says little John, I know this night you will know me. Then Robin Hood, he's drawn his sword, the peddler by his pack did stand. They fought until the blood in streams did flow, till he cries, peddler, pray hold thy hand. Oh, peddler, peddler, what is thy name? Come speedily and tell to me. Well, now my name I could never tell, till both your names you have told me. Oh, the one of us is bold Robin Hood, the other one's little John Sir Free. Then said the peddler, it lays to my good will whether my name I choose to tell thee. I'm gamble gold of the gay green woods, travelled far beyond the sea. But killing a man in my father's land, far from the country I was forced to flee. If you're gamble gold of the gay green woods, travelled far beyond the sea, you are my mother's own sister's son, what nearer cousins could we be? They've sheathed their swords, aye, with friendly words, so merrily they did agree. They went to an alehouse and there they dined, and cracked bottles right merrily.
I love the way that it turns out to be his cousin in The Heel of the Hunt. Great stuff. Barry Dransfield there from his Hippopotamus album with Robin Hood and the Peddler. Now, American outlaws were sometimes like Robin Hood. They robbed from the rich and looked after some of the poor people. I think Jesse James was one such. But Billy the Kid seems to have been an out-and-out villain who went to the bad and stayed there. This is a great version from Mark A. Graham's album Southern Old Time Harmonica of the classic Woody Guthrie song, The Ballad of Billy the Kid.
Sing you a true song about Billy the Kid. Let me tell you all a story about the things that he did. Was way down in New Mexico a long time ago, where a man's first friend was his own 44. When Billy the Kid was a very young lad, out in old Silver City he went to the bad. Way out in the west with a gun in his hand, at the age of 12 years he had killed his first. Young Mexican maidens play guitars and sing by Billy the Kid, their boy bandit king. And how before his young life had reached his sad end, he'd a notch on his pistol there for 21 men. Thank you. Billy the Kid said on the night that he died, he said, "Now, boys, I am not satisfied. The 21 men that I have put bullets through, and Sheriff Pat Garrett's gonna make 22. The moon was shining and the hour was late when Billy the Kid met his terrible fate. Shot down by Pat Garrett, who once was his friend, this young outlaw's life had reached its end. Starts out in life with a chance to be square, but like young Billy, he soon goes astray and he loses his life in the very same.
Billy the Kid from the album Southern Old Time Harmonica. Mark A. Graham was the artist. Now, time for some heroines. Too much of that heroes and villains stuff. What about the ladies? Well, one of my favourite heroines of all time is Harriet Tubman. She was a slave who escaped from slavery and ran the Underground Railroad, a system whereby runaway slaves were passed from friendly family to friendly family until they made their way into the northern states or sometimes across the border into Canada and freedom. She ran the Underground Railroad for a good number of years and saved many hundred slaves. When the American Civil War began, she worked for the Union Army, first of all as a cook, and then as a nurse, and finally as, would you believe, an armed scout and spy. She was the first woman ever to lead an armed expedition in the war. She guided the raid at a place called Cumbahee Ferry, which liberated more than 700 slaves. She was quite an amazing woman. I do urge you to go and read some more about her life, because she was a fantastically brave and intelligent and resourceful woman, a true inspirational heroine. Holly Near is another great inspirational heroine to me, one of America's finest protest singers and a very brave and highly intelligent songwriter. From an album called And Still We Sing, this is Holly Near with the ballad of Harriet Tubman.
One night I dreamed I was in slavery. About 1850 was the time. Sorrow was the only sign, and nothing around to ease my mind. Then out of the night appeared a lady leading a distant pilgrim band. First mate, she said, pointing her hand, make room aboard for this young woman.
Well, that's one of my own personal present-day heroines, Holly Near, from the album And Still We Sing, with the story of Harriet Tubman, a great woman who ran the Underground Railroad, helping black slaves to escape at the time of the American Civil War and before. Another heroine, of course, is Grace Darling. Many of you know the story of her. She was the daughter of a lighthouse keeper and famed for helping her father to row out to a boat that had gone ashore on some rocks and was being dashed to pieces in a massive sea. She kept the boat stable while her father saved 9 people from the boat. Unfortunately, more than 100 were drowned, but they managed to save the last 9 survivors, for which she became rightfully known as a heroine. To row out into those northern seas, the way I've seen them sometimes when I've been to Whitby and Robin Hood's Bay, must have been quite something. They were up there on the Farne Islands off the coast of Northumberland, where the seas can be horrific. And it was a true act of great, great bravery. And here's Heidi Talbot with a beautiful version of Grace Darling.
Well, the shepherd went down in the darkest of hours, September as wild as the moon, wrecked on the rocks of that old Picard car, like a toy she was broken into. All the way,
love that line, head for the light at the edge of the world, Grace Darling, Holloway. That's Heidi Talbot from a wonderful album called My Sister, The Moon, which is well worth seeking out, full of beautiful songs like that. The Ballad of Grace Darling. Another heroine now from more recent times. Sophie Scholl, spelt as in the sandal, was one of three students from a group called The White Rose, an anti-Nazi group who were caught distributing anti-war leaflets at the university in Munich in March 1943. They were arrested and guillotined on the 22nd of that month. Three young students who were speaking out against a terrible, terrible regime. She was 21 years old, was Sophie Scholl, and her final words were, and I quote, "It is such a splendid sunny day, and I have to go. But how many have to die on the battlefield in these days? How many young, promising lives? What does my death matter if by our acts thousands are warned and alerted?" Well, the story, of course, is a terrible, heartbreaking story, but it also gives us hope that there were a few people, at least, like young Sophie, who were prepared to stand up and oppose that terrible Nazi regime. One of our finest singer-songwriters ever, Reg Muros, was commissioned to write a song to commemorate Sophie's life, and he's produced a beautiful, beautiful song called Sophie, This Beautiful Day.
Your suitcase in your hand, high upon the landing by your brother's side you stand. The voices of the innocents echo round the hall, flowering tooth on paper. Sophie makes the petals fall. Greatest act of love to your country and your friends is to stand up for the righteous cause and give your life for them. You could have lied or made a deal. You could have walked away. But the wall of shame would bear your name, and that's too much to pay. These are the eyes of the child you saved, Aryan blue, Hebrew brown and grey. These are the hands that in gratitude pray. Sophie's life on this beautiful day. Seven sermons, seven lessons, seven calls to arms to the workers in the factories, the workers on the farms. One life for 10,000 when good hearts against evil stand. Your future's only safe as this one heart and these two hands. These are the eyes of the child you saved, Aryan blue, Hebrew brown and grey. These are the hands that in gratitude pray for Sophie's life on this beautiful day. Sophie at the window, Sophie lights the lamps, free her country, spread the word. Sophie buys the stamps, and in the jail one final kiss, her brother and her friend. To end in terrors, better than a terror without end. These are the eyes of the child. These are the hands that in gratitude pray for Sophie's life on this beautiful day. Brilliant child of Germany has turned his mind to war. He hears the windows breaking, but he doesn't know what for. The ghetto's strangely quiet, just the constant trains go by. But Sophie takes his hands and Sophie opens up.
These are the eyes of the child you saved. Aryan blue, Hebrew brown and gray. These are the hands that in gratitude pray for Sophie's life on this beautiful day. These are the eyes of the child you saved. Aryan blue, Hebrew brown and gray. These are the hands that in gratitude Sophie's life on this beautiful day. Sophie's life on this beautiful day.
Muros there with Sophie, This Beautiful Day, an unreleased track which may be the final track on Reg Muros's forthcoming album. I'm not sure, because that's a recent mix that Reg sent me for the programme. Wonderful song about that great heroine, Sophie Scholl. If you've just joined us in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, South Africa or Ireland, this show is devoted entirely to heroes and heroines, villains and villainesses. And one of the few heroes that I've ever met in my life was the late and great Benny Rothman. Who, you might say, Benny Rothman was one of 400 plus people who trespassed onto a mountain called Kinder Scout in the Peak Park, what is now the Peak Park, but was then just the Peak District. It was a forbidden mountain, people were not allowed to walk on it, and Benny Rothman was part of a group of young, working-class ramblers that wanted to go on the mountains and didn't see why open country should be kept from them. They walked on the 23rd of April 1932, the Lancashire lads and lasses walking from Hayfield on the Derbyshire side of the border, and the Yorkshire lads and lasses coming from the Sheffield area on the other side, and they met on the summit of Kinder. Five men were arrested that day, sent to the assizes, and were sentenced to up to 6 months in prison, not for trespass, because that wasn't a criminal offence in those days, but for the more serious charge of riotous assembly. I got to know Benny during my years as president of the Ramblers Association and beyond. He was a lovely, lovely man, a tough little fighter for people's rights, and in particular, towards the end of his days, for pensioners' rights. A little Jewish lad from Manchester who was one of five people who changed the entire attitude towards the uplands of these islands, because after the war, the National Parks Act came into being, which established what are now a range of national parks in this country where there is freedom to roam for everybody. For the five lads who went to prison, I'm going to offer up this next piece from Ewan McColl, who was there on the day of the Kinder Mass trespass and who wrote what is probably the Ramblers' anthem. I remember this being sung at every folk club I ever went to in the 1960s, one time or another. This is the Manchester Rambler.
Been over Snowdon, I've slept up on Croydon, I've camped by the Wainstones as well. I've sunbathed on Kinder, been burned to a cinder, and many more things I can tell. My rucksack has oft been my pillow, the heather has oft been my bed, and sooner than far from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler, I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all my pleasure the Hartmoorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. The day was just ending and I was descending down Grinsbrook just by Upper Tor, when a voice cried, "Hey, you!" In the way keepers do, he'd the worst face that ever I saw. The things that he said were unpleasant. In the teeth of his fury, I said, sooner than part from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the Hartmoorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. He called me a louse and said, "Think of the grouse." Well, I thought, but I still couldn't see why old Kinder Scout and the moors round about couldn't take both the poor grouse and me. He said, "All this land is my master's." At that I stood shaking my head. No man has the right to own mountains any more than the deep ocean bed. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the Hartmoorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. I once loved a maid, a spot welder by trade. She was fair as the rowan in bloom, and the blue of her eye matched the June moorland sky, and I wooed her from April till June. On the day that we should have been married, I went for a ramble instead. For sooner than part from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the Hartmoorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. So I'll walk where I will, over mountain and hill, and I'll lie where the bracken is deep. I belong to the mountains, the clear-running fountains, where the grey rocks rise rugged and steep. I've seen the white hare in the gullies, and the curlew fly high overhead. And sooner than far from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the hard Mullan way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday.
Backing vocals you can hear of Peggy Seeger, obviously also playing the whistle and the banjo, though not at the same time. Ewan McColl there with his own song, The Manchester Rambler. That's from an album called Black and White, The Definitive Collection. I remember in the 60s and 70s when I was running a folk club in Blakely, Manchester, on a Sunday night, the lobby in the hotel where we had it, well, it was a pub, not a hotel, but the lobby in the pub leading to the upstairs room where we had the folk club would always be stuffed full of rucksacks on a Sunday night. People coming back off the hill, they'd been out rambling all day, and were going to finish their weekend with a good old sing-song and a few pints in a pub. Good old days. Now, Hector the Hero is a classic tune, a lament that was written by the Scottish composer and fiddler James Scott Skinner, a tribute to his friend Major General Hector MacDonald, an incredibly brave soldier who distinguished himself first of all at Omdurman, the Battle of Omdurman, in 1898, and became a popular hero in Scotland and England for his service in the Second Boer War, was posted to Ceylon as Commander-in-Chief of British forces, and there, sadly, he committed suicide in 1903, following accusations of homosexuality. In those days, being gay was a huge shame, of course, and a great stigma was attached to it, and Hector MacDonald couldn't bear the shame and took his own life. Scott Skinner produced what I think is one of the most beautiful laments in the canon, and it's played here with great beauty and grace by the wonderful young fiddler Jenna Reed.
Thank you.
Well, in my humble opinion, that's one of the loveliest versions of that beautiful tune ever. Jenna Reed there with Hector the Hero. And that comes from an album called Transatlantic Sessions Series 3, Volume 2. The second fiddle on that was played by Ali Bain, and the slide guitar was played by Jerry Douglas. Ali Bain was, like I said earlier, playing with Phil Cunningham at the local Village Hall, and I was talking to him in a bit of a session we had afterwards about the Transatlantic Sessions, and Ali said that there are going to be no more Transatlantic Sessions. The TV company have decided thus. And I find that just incredible. I find it impossible to believe that a series which was worldwide, so successful, so loved by so many people, has just been ditched by the TV company. I can't understand how the brains of those people work. Well, in fact, they don't work, do they? Because they haven't got any brains. Far less have they got any soul. Now, the Easter Rising, when Ireland stood up and took back its own future, which happened 100 years ago, this Easter just gone, in 1916, was led by, amongst other people, a very brave working-class hero called James Connolly, who had a vision of an Irish Republic which was founded upon equal rights for everybody, men, women, children. He was a great socialist, a great worker for people's rights, and he was shot in Kilmainham Jail, tied up to a chair because he'd been shot in the leg during the firefight and couldn't stand. They used to say when I was a kid in Catholic school that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. And of course, shooting James Connolly in a chair was just the thing to turn public opinion in Ireland onto the side of the rebels. Christy Moore here sings a beautiful version of the traditional song, James Connolly.
Where, oh, where is our James Connolly? Where, oh, where is that gallant man? He's gone to organize the union that working men and they might yet be free. Then who will lead the van? Then who will lead the van? Who but our James Connolly, the hero of the working man? They carried him up to the jail. They carried him up to the jail, and they shot him down on a bright May morning, and quickly laid him in his gore. Who mourns the death of this man? Who mourns the death of this great man? Bury me down in yon green garden with union men on every side. And they buried him down in yon green garden with union men on every side. And they swore they would form a mighty weapon that James Connolly's name could be filled with pride. Where, oh, where is our James Connolly? Where, oh, where is that gallant man? He's gone to organize the union that working men, they might yet be free.
James Connolly. Beautiful version of the traditional song. That's by Christy Moore, and it comes from the album If It Wasn't for the Union. And I've got a feeling that that was recorded in Christie's house in Dublin. I think it was recorded in a shed he'd had converted into a bit of a studio at the bottom of the garden. When I saw it a couple of years back when I was over there, only that can account for the few creaks and rustles that you heard during the recording. But still, a sterling and wonderful version of a fine, fine song. I've just got time for a couple more tracks. I'm going to go straight on and play a song called Joe Hill, which celebrates another Labour leader, this time an American Labour leader. Joe Hill was accused of killing a shopkeeper and his son. He'd actually been injured himself in a gunfight with another man over a woman, and when he went to the doctors to try and get his leg wound treated, the doctor reported him to the police and said that he thought that Joe Hill was the culprit, was the killer of the policeman and his son. He wasn't, but Joe Hill wouldn't name the woman, and he went to the grave carrying that secret, which was later found by investigators to be true, that he hadn't been anywhere near. But the charge stuck, and he was executed by a firing squad, tied, I believe, to a chair like James Connolly, because he'd been so badly knocked about by the police. As he said in his last words, don't mourn, organise. This is a fabulous version of the song Joe Hill, sung here by Joan Byers.
I dreamed I saw
Joan Byers there from the album One Day at a Time. I'm going to finish with a track called Lion in a Cage from Dolores Keane. The song was written by her then husband, John Faulkner, and I think is one of the best songs of the last 50 years. It celebrates the life and imprisonment of Nelson Mandela. It was written when he was caged in that brutal prison in South Africa. Margaret Thatcher, you might remember, called Nelson Mandela a terrorist, and our present Prime Minister, David Cameron, wanted him to be hung. Nice people. Nelson Mandela was, of course, an inspirational leader, not just to the people of South Africa, but to people all over the world who were oppressed and who were downtrodden.
That is burning in the African sun. Black blood flows from the white man's gun. Locked in a jail for 25 years, held like a lion in the cage of tears.
Mandela will be free. Mandela, Nelson Mandela. Mandela will be free. Mandela, Nelson Mandela.
Mandela, Nelson Mandela.
Dolores Keen there with Lion in a Cage from her album The Best of Dolores Keen, bringing this show on heroes and heroines, villains and villainesses to, I think, a fitting close. I do hope that you've enjoyed the show. I'm sorry that there weren't any General Wolfes or Lord Nelsons or Emperor Napoleons in it, but I think that the extraordinary lives of ordinary people are every bit as interesting. Don't forget, people listening on the airwaves, that you can go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to all the artists that have been on the show, and you will also be able to download all the podcasts that have gone before it, more than 170 of them, and you can listen to them at your own leisure. And you could also, if you so wish, throw a few bob at us, because it does cost a lot of money to keep the show on the road. And at the present moment, I'm spending the grandchildren's university loot. So even if it's only 50p a week or something like that, every little bit helps, as the nun said when she piddled in the Atlantic. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget, please spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. Keep the faith and mind how you go. Ta-ra.